This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a cultural icon in Barbados describes government's decision to keep the Carifesta village as forward-thinking. The DLP's energy spokesperson criticizes the new monthly price adjustment schedule for gas products. An Ireland-based research vessel maps Barbados's seafloor. And U.S. President Donald Trump to grant former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani the highest civilian honor. Good morning. I'm Carol Topping. Details to the news just ahead. A cultural icon in Barbados hails government's decision to keep the Carifesta village and described Prime Minister Mia Motley as a forward-thinking leader. Starcom Network News spoke with Cultural Ambassador Anthony Gabby Carter a day after the Prime Minister announced on the closing night of Carifesta 15 that the space at Waterford will be a permanent fixture and will be called Carifesta House.
First of all, we have to admit that PM Mia Motley is a forward-thinking person who is also encompassing. And when I say that, look how she has embraced all African countries, all Caribbean countries, and Latin American countries, at least those three. And her name is spoken with admiration in all three hemispheres. And so I am not surprised that she has made the decision to make that site a permanent site. It will cause Caribbean people to feel even more welcome to Barbados. And we have to applaud her for her foresight.
He shared thoughts on how the facility should be used.
I think it should be for any cultural events that is appropriate. In other words, there may be times where you could do theatrical performances. There may be times where you could do dance. There may be times when you could do exhibitions. You know, it has the kind of space and the kind of ambience that can be used for a variety of things pertaining to the culture.
Cultural Ambassador Anthony Gabby Carter. The Democratic Labour Party is accusing government of profiting from high fuel costs while Barbadians face financial strain. The party's spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters, was responding to the Energy Minister's announcement of a schedule for monthly price adjustment dates for gasoline, diesel and liquefied petroleum gas, which will take effect on the first Sunday of each month. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Senator Walters stated that an annual report validates their previous claims that Barbados benefited from a global decline in crude oil prices.
As you would know, we have been questioning the government on its policy as relates to the price changes. This change or this announcement does not really deviate significantly from the norm pre-2018, where gas prices changed the first Sunday in every month. But what is more alarming to us is that our previous claims that the government has been profiting from suffering citizens has been validated. The Barbados National Oil Company Limited annual report for 2025, it shows that there has been a steady and consistent decline in the price of the Brent crude oil globally. And that price had declined gradually between April 2024 and March 2025, based on the 2025 report. But these declines started around 2023.
He is demanding that the energy minister publicly disclose the past and current fuel purchase agreements.
This means that government has been paying less for a product which they have insisted that Bajan consumers pay more for. So instead of providing the same relief which it benefited from, this BLP government chose to freeze the fuel price for 15 months rather than passing on these savings to consumers. For my estimation, it could have cost about $40 million in excess fuel costs over that period. Where has all this money gone? The Democratic Labour Party is calling on the minister to share with the public the previous and the current arrangements for the purchase of fuel.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters. Barbados is taking the lead globally in marine science and technology as a research vessel from the Republic of Ireland maps the island's seafloor. The RV Celtic Explorer, a ship chartered by the Barbados Coastal Zone Management Unit, is undertaking a comprehensive survey to map the country's exclusive economic zone. Officials from the Coastal Zone Management Unit toured the vessel and were given insight into understanding Barbados's ocean floor. Project manager for the Barbados Marine Spatial Plan, Alison Wiggins, explained the significance of the vessel's expedition.
It will map a portion of our seafloor out to the limits of our exclusive economic zone for the Barbados Marine Spatial Plan. This means it will show, just like when you do a topography map on land, it will show the depth and the height of the land in on our seafloor. This is done so that we can see if there are any areas that we need to conserve, any areas that we need to protect for the Barbados Marine Spatial Plan.
Project manager for the Barbados Marine Spatial Plan, Alison Wiggins, and head of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leo Brewster, explained that the special mapping plan is a groundbreaking exercise for Barbados.
This is something that has never been done, so it's very pioneering for us. Even as a small island state, it is very pioneering globally because not many small islands have been able to take on this challenge. As you will have heard over and over again, if you follow the Marine Spatial Plan website, Barbados's exclusive economic zone is 432 times the size of its island mass, so therefore it is a huge ocean space. What we're doing right now is we're only looking at one small section of the space, because over the next 5 years we're going to try to be systematically approaching how best we can map the entire area.
Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leo Brewster. Meantime, Chief Scientist from Ireland's Marine Institute, Kevin Sheenan, revealed that the vessel has mapped over 22,000 square kilometers, or just about 12% of Barbados's entire exclusive economic zone. He said Barbados has a very complex and complicated seafloor.
What we found were some coral reefs in the shallow areas less than 100 meters. We then found some canyons that go from the continental shelf right down to the deep sea floor, and we see accumulation of sediment at the base of these canyons. We also saw sea mounds out in the deep areas. These can be areas that are teeming with life, so very important to know where these are and maybe look at protecting them in the future.
Chief Scientist from Ireland's Marine Institute, Kevin Sheenan. And United States President Donald Trump says he will award Rudy Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and close ally who participated in efforts to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election, with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Trump said on Monday that he would grant the country's highest civilian honor to Giuliani, calling him a great patriot in a post on his social media website, Truth Social. Giuliani rose to prominence in the U.S. politics for leading New York City during the September 11, 2001 attacks and the aftermath. He later became a lawyer for Trump, taking part in an effort to keep him in office despite his loss in the 2020 election. Recapping the headlines. A cultural icon in Barbados describes government's decision to keep the Carafesta village as forward-thinking. The Democratic Labour Party's energy spokesperson criticizes the new monthly price adjustment schedule for gas products. An Irish-based research vessel maps Barbados's seafloor, and U.S. President Donald Trump to grant former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani the highest civilian honor. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.